I'm Alex Hubbard, a senior at Austin High School in Austin, Texas, and I'm sitting here with Karen Loke, a videographer here at Texas Parks and Wildlife. I guess the first question I want to ask you, Karen, I know you're in the communications department, and I was just wondering, what are some of the other jobs in the communications department?
Okay. Well, in communications at Parks and Wildlife, we have six branches. One of those branches is the marketing branch, and the things they do are they do the promotions and get sponsors for our various products and events. Like the Texas Horned Lizard that you just saw, they have a license plate that they designed. It's called Keep Texas Wild, and the Texas Horned Lizard is our poster child for that license plate. And every time someone buys a license plate, they're contributing to non-game wildlife in Texas. So that's one of the worthy events that marketing does. Another branch we have is publications. Publications is best known for putting out our Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine that has about 150,000 subscribers a month, and you can find this now all over newsstands around Texas.
Is it available outside of Texas, or just?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure you can even order it over the internet site. So that's one of the things publications does. They also do all of our print materials, brochures, and any internal publications that we do by some of our biologists that want to write something. Another branch we have is news and information. They do all of our press releases for news stations and newspapers. They write an article for Park of the Month that's published in our magazine. Media campaigns. There's a campaign that we do once a year called Don't Be a Pain in the Boat, and it's promoting boater safety. And yeah, people like that. It's catchy. Another branch we have, the one that I'm in, is media productions. And we do a weekly television series for the PBS show, PBS series. And that airs all over Texas and beyond. I do the video news reports, which are short little two-minute news stories that run all over Texas, 26 TV stations I mail directly to. We also have an employee video newsletter that we produce in-house, and we also do various special projects and hunting training videos, game warden training videos, and even some kiosk like multimedia, you know, touchscreen products. We have Wildlife Expo, which is our premier outdoor event. You know, we have 50,000 people that storm headquarters here once a year, and it's sort of like a Six Flags. It's like you could do any outdoor activity you could possibly think of.
And there's animals and stuff on
display. Animals, rock climbing, boating, fishing, everything you could think of. And we do it all right here.
Cool.
Our newest branch is Creative Services. They do the web page. They do multimedia. They do other printing services and print design. And so a lot of what I'll show you in a minute, what's going on here, is part of our creative services, as well as media productions and even education. So that's kind of what communication does in a nutshell. And you can see there's a lot of career opportunities in just the communications
right.
field. So,
what's your favorite part of your job?
Well, I have to say my favorite part is traveling around Texas. It's so big and so diverse, and getting to tell the stories like the Texas Horned Lizard, and meeting people and telling their stories, and so it's like I get to do television, but I also get to do conservation, and I learned a lot about the environment while I'm doing it. So that's the funnest part of my job.
What's your least favorite part?
Well, I guess it'd be sitting in the office having to do the paperwork that's involved, but that's just mandatory around here. You gotta do that part too.
Hmm. What's a typical day like for you?
Well, I typically shoot around the state about a week, a month, and then I'm back here. I'm writing the stories. I'm logging the videotape. I have to write the stories, and then I have to edit them, get people to look at them and say they're okay, make changes. I go to some meetings. We talk about what's happening in the news, what we should be doing stories on. I make a lot of phone calls to television stations, various vendors out there, and I'm also like always recruiting an intern to come help me do all this stuff. So, so I do a little bit of all of that. Database updating, we have a huge video file, over 9,000 tapes of stuff that we've shot around the state. So we've mm-hmm. got a great library of video out there.
How did you get started in videography?
I went to University of Texas and took courses in television production and broadcast journalism. And so I got 2 degrees. I worked in TV news for a while. I worked in various, just about every television job in Austin that I could do, and by far this is the best. I've been here 8 years now.
What made you want to come to here as opposed to staying in the television field?
Well, being able to do conservation news as opposed to the kind of stuff you see on regular news, this is much more pleasant and much more worthwhile. I mean, not that news isn't important, but as you can know, if you shoot enough wrecks and bad news, this is a much more pleasant place to be, and it's a lot of fun. And the traveling and getting to see places like Big Bend and then East Texas Piney Woods and then out to the coast, you get to see it all.
Right, right. So what would you say is the most interesting part about your job?
I would say just learning about our land and the environment. Getting to go out and see the last Texas bison, Southern Plains bison herd. I mean, that's a rare treat and can't be duplicated, I think, in other jobs.
Hmm. And what would you say to somebody that was interested in becoming a videographer?
I would say shoot a lot of video, practice your composition, get a good tape going, and work on your skills. Go to workshops. Take classes, do as much learning as you can, get a mentor.
Hmm. Well, are you working on anything? What are you working on right now for the Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, later today I'll drive out to Lake Jackson, where I'll be covering the African American Symposium, and that's taking place at Varner Hog Plantation State Historical Park, and I'll do a little story about black history, kind of on our plantations in Texas. There's a lot of rich culture and diversity there. So that's something else, that I get to do.
Well, I see you have a camera here. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. This is a Betacam. It's a typical video camera that we shoot all of our productions with. It has a wireless microphone, so I can put a microphone on my subject and videotape him and hear his sound from across the field. It has a shotgun microphone that I can whip off and get the sound of running water right there next to my camera, or horned lizards probably don't make a whole lot of noise, but they scurry across the grass. It has a light that I can turn on and shine in caves and any place that's dark. We're okay here, I think, but
yeah.
I have a little earphone here that I can put in and listen to all this sound. It has two audio channels, so here and here, and that's on the other side. It has a place to put the tape. It has this battery on the back that weighs about 5 pounds. The whole thing weighs about 25 pounds, and that's a popular question.
So
everybody wants to
pretty strong.
Well, you got to have at least one good arm muscle.
Yeah.
So I also carry around a tripod, which I don't have with me right here, but you get the idea. And I would like to be able to show you some of the things that we're doing right here on this webcast.
Yeah.
It's going on behind. I'm going to turn this camera on, and in a minute you're going to be able to see through my own lens here of what's going on here. I don't know if it's a time yet to get up and start showing that. Okay, here we go.